हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम गणानां त्वा गणपतिं हवामहे कविं कवीनामुपमश्रवस्तमं ज्येष्ठराजं ब्रह्मणां ब्रह्मणस्पत आनश्रण्वन्नोतिभिः सीदसादनम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ शुक्लाम्बरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजम् प्रसन्नवदनं ध्यायेत् सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये गजाननं भूतगणादिसेवितं कपित्तजम्बूफलसारभक्षितं उमासुतं शोकविनाशकारणं नमामि विघ्नेश्वरपादपङ्कजम् ॐ श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ॐ सहनाववतो सहनौ भुनक्तो सह वीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशङ्करम् लोकशङ्करम् ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ विसि भज गोविन्दम् द टेक्स्ट् विच् इस् अदर्वैस् काल्ड् मोहमुद्गरः கோவிந்தனை வழிபடு கோவிந்தனை அடைவாயாக we reach attain the lord through knowledge so the text is given the name the text also is known by the word bhaja govindam because it begins with the word bhaja govindam so let's recite the three verses which we covered last class and we continue with it
भज गोविन्दम् भज गोविन्दम् गोविन्दम् भज मूढमते सम्प्राप्ते सन्निहिते काले नहि नहि रक्षते दुःखं करणे मूढजहि धनागमतृष्णाम् कुरु सद्बुद्धिम् मनसि वितृष्णाम् यल्लभसे निज कर्मोपातम् वित्तम् तेन विनोदयचिन्तम् नारीस्तनभर नाभिदेशम् दृष्ट्वा मागमोहवेशम् एतन्मां सवसादिविकारम् मनसि विचिन्तय वारं वारम्
It is for both men and women. No, women are attracted towards men and men are attracted towards women. Nowadays we have different problems also. Okay, what is the problem? We have to remind ourselves of the fact that what we seek through security, what we seek through enjoyment of any pleasure is happiness. And that happiness is another word for fullness or limitlessness. Purnatvam, mulumai. Mulumai, niraivu are synonyms. Purnatvam, fullness, and happiness, anandaha. Mulumai, niraivu. They are synonyms. What we really want is this. Whether we know or we do not know, whether we accept it or we do not accept it, the fact about what we are seeking is, the fact is that we are choicelessly seeking this fullness. Through all that what we want in life. And that fullness is swarupam of one's own self. Swarupam of the reality, and which is the reality of one's own self also. Reality of the whole is the reality of one's own self. That is why one's own self is available for understanding as the subject of knowledge, not as an object of knowledge. It is why the reality of the jagat has to be understood as the knower, as a subject of knowledge, which happens to be the very substance of the substantive I. And that substance of the substantive I has to be understood in terms of its swarupam. That swarupam of the I is what? Swarupam of I is in fact fullness, murumai, happiness, niraivu. Understand, focus on it, ascertain it. The word ascertained, doubt-free vision of the self is the only way. Self is really speaking what we want. Other than that knowledge, ascertained vision, whatever we seek, whatever pleasure we gain also through any other object, there is only fraction of your own swarupam, the fullness. And until and unless this vision takes place, if one has the vision of fullness, based on one's own swarupam, this one's going after things, will never come to an end. That is why, come on, this is what you seek, may you know the truth of the Lord. May you know the Lord. Irevanai patriya உண்மையை அறிதலே இறைவனை அறிதல். Knowing the truth of the Lord is knowing the Lord. Knowing the Lord is attaining the knowledge of the Lord is attaining the Lord. Therefore, Govindam Bhaja. May you know the Lord through knowledge. May you attain the Lord through knowledge, or may you know the truth of the Lord. May you know the Lord. Okay, you attain the Lord in terms now through knowledge. Arival Iraivanai Adaivayaha. That is the meaning. That is the only way. Otherwise, and now being given to the pursuit of pleasures, being carried away by the pleasures, now through the different objects, becoming slaves for objects of pleasures, that is not really the solution. And please understand, even if you think the objects of pleasures, even if you think those objects really make you feel happy, please you, really speaking, they will never give you, no pleasure will ever last long. And please understand, this is only the modified form of the just the flesh. Woman's body is flesh, man's body is flesh. Understand? That is why, don't be given to the sensory, don't get carried away by, you know, don't be tempted towards the sensory pleasures. So please, again and again, think, varam varam chintaya, vichintaya. No. Varam varam means again and again, many times. No, you think and see the fact in the statement. Yes, this is nothing but the flesh. And the, any pleasure, you know, you get through any sensory, anything, any objects will be only time bound. It is not fullness. It is because fullness is not here. What you want through the pleasure is fullness. The teaching is what you seek through the pleasure is fullness. And that fullness is not here. Fullness is where? It is not even to be attained. It is your very swarupam. Therefore, you have to know thyself. When you say Govindam Bhaja, know thyself. Know Bhagavan, know yourself. Know yourself, know the truth of the whole, know Bhagavan, understand the concept of Lord. That is the meaning.
Nalini dalagata jalamati taralam. Nalini dalagata jalamati taralam. Nalini dalagata jalamati taralam. Tadvat jivitam. Tadvat jivitam. Atishaya chapalam, atishaya chapalam, tadvajivitam, atishaya chapalam, tadvajivitam, atishaya chapalam, vidhivyadhyabhimanagrastam, 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 lokam shokahatam cha samastam, lokam shokahatam cha samastam, nalini dalagata jalamati taralam, tadvajivitam adishaya chapalam, vidhivyadhyabhimanagrastam, lokam shokahatam cha samastam.
Why should you know Bhagavan? Govindam bhaja. No, may you attain the Lord through knowledge. That means may you know the Lord. You have been worshipping the Lord. You have been praying to the Lord. Now it's high time. It is not enough if you simply worship and pray. You have to know the Lord. Understand who Bhagavan is. That is the way you can attain Bhagavan. Only through understanding you can attain Bhagavan. Why? Because you have no choice. Why do you need to know Bhagavan? You have no choice. I have no choice means what? You can't help, you can't stop searching for happiness. You can't stop searching for fullness. And that you've been searching for. And that thirst for, thirst for happiness will get quenched only in the knowledge, only in knowing who Bhagavan is. There is no other way. And understand, how much ever you go and seek in this universe anything, everything will be what? Time bound. Everything in this universe is time bound. How? Therefore, it will lead you to pain. Any object of pleasure, look at this. when you want to pursue artha, okay, artha, you need artha, you need money for life, you need all forms of wealth for life, you need them, definitely, you need to pursue them. But what they can give you is an infrastructure required for life. That for that purpose you have to pursue. But they, what they cannot give you, know both. What a thing can do, what a thing cannot do. This is what understanding, advantage of having something, understanding the limitation of something, but what it cannot do. Understand? What it can do, what it can give me, that is fine. You can know, you can get that only for that. What purpose does it serve? But what it cannot do, you should also know the limitation of what artha cannot do, what kama cannot do. Okay? That it cannot give you, it cannot fulfill your emotional need. It can fulfill your biological needs to some extent. It cannot need, fulfill your emotional needs completely. What is the emotional need? I want to be happy always, everywhere, with everybody. That is a natural emotional urge that cannot be fulfilled by artha. And even the kamaha, the pleasures, all varieties of pleasures, we heard it, you know, if you did Gita, you understand, in Swamiji gives an introduction to Bhagavad Gita, he talks about sensory pleasures, intellectual pleasures, and also aesthetic pleasures. Any pleasure you seek, all those pleasures, a pleasure is a fraction of fullness. Remember this. Okay, niraivin, no, niraivin, pahudiye, enna ungalukku, pleasure, inbam. Therefore, that is only a fraction. I explained to you last class how the, what pleasure is. I think you remember that. I can't go back to that again. Therefore, kama, what the pleasure cannot do is, it can keep you in good humor for a length of time. But again, that state of mind, the pleasure, which is a fraction of fullness, which surfaces as long as your attention is held by the object. When attention is, you know, taken away from the object, that pleasure also what? Goes. Therefore, any type pleasure is also time bound. Artha also can make you feel secure, you know, only for some time, but it doesn't make you feel secure always, everywhere. But artha kamas have their own limitations. Even the dharma, living a life of dharma, no, it's very important, but still that is also not enough. Why? Because once you gain, that's how everything is. Everything is time-bound except the self, except the reality. If what is that one thing which is time-wise limitless? I told in the class, reality, Parambhurul. And what is that reality which is there as yourself? Know the reality, understand fullness. Then you are free. You will have objectivity. Know the reality as your own self. Understand what fullness is. Then you will have objectivity. Then means you are free. Otherwise, in gaining artha, you have to go through pain. Having gained artha kamas, in preserving them, you have pain, and in losing them, you have greater pain. Understand? Grahane dukkham, rakshane dukkham, nashe api dukkham, dukkataram. Know that? Any pleasure, when you enjoy the pleasure, when you lose the pleasure, what happens? It is more painful. Understand? Satyam, this is the nature of the any object of pleasure. In acquiring artha, in acquiring artha involves efforts and pain. Acquiring kama involves efforts and pain. Enjoy, understand now, in maintaining it, in maintaining and preserving it also, what? There is pain. அண்ட் லூசிங் இட் தெர் இஸ் கிரேட்டர் பெயின். இன்பம் அடைவதற்கு முன்பும் துன்பம் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் துன்பப்பட்டு அடையணும். தென் இருக்கிற வரைக்கும் இன் மெயின்டைனிங் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஹாவ் திஸ் இன்வால்வ்ஸ் பெயின். ஒன்ஸ் யூ லூஸ் இட் யூ ஹாவ் கிரேட்டர் பெயின். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஆர்ஜனே துக்கம், ரக்ஷனே துக்கம், தென் நாஷே அப்பி துக்கம். தட் இஸ் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் எனி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் பிளஷர். தட் இஸ் வை கமாண்ட், டோன்ட் பி இம்மெச்சுர் எனிமோர். யூ கான்ட் அஃபோர்ட் டு பி இன்னசென்ட் அண்ட் இம்மெச்சுர். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், பிகம் மெச்சுர். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த ஃபேக்ட், ரைஸ் ஃப்ரம் தேர் வெர் யூ ஆர் அண்ட் கன்வெர்ட் யுவர் செல்ஃப் இன்டு மெச்சுர் பர்சன். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த ஃபேக்ட், அக்செப்ட் த ஃபேக்ட், நோ த ஃபேக்ட், சோ தட் நவ் யூ வோன்ட் வேஸ்ட் டைம் இன் யூ வோன்ட் வேஸ்ட் டைம் சர்ச்சிங் ஃபார் ஹாப்பினஸ் இன் அர்த்த காமா அண்ட் தர்மா. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், சோ கோ ஃபார் நாலெட்ஜ். Here Bhagavan is chasing every one of us to go for knowledge. He doesn't say don't pursue artha kama dharma. He says pursue artha and kama definitely in conformity with dharma, but don't stop with that. You also please pursue the very pursuit of artha and kama in conformity with dharma. To live this life is ultimately to know the truth. Understand, he's chasing Govindam bhaja. Why? Because in the whole universe, I tell you, the whole universe, any object of pleasure, any artha will what? Definitely, ultimately will result in sorrow. Lokam shoka hatam cha samastam. Samastam is what? Entire universe. Any artha pursuit, any object of artha, any object of kama will result in what ultimately? Leave you in war. Leave you in sorrow only. Don't expect it to be now giving you happiness. Don't expect it there. That's what don't expect it to give you happiness. So he says, lokam shokahatam cha samastam. Samastam lokam shokahatam. This entire universe is now in fact full of pain and sorrow. Why he says pain and sorrow? The Hem Shankara will say later on, the whole jagat is anandaha, happiness. Which is not, understand? Understand, the whole universe will be full of happiness if you know what the truth is. When you are grudged, okay, remaining steeped in ignorance, when you see the whole jagat will be what? Unhappiness only. The whole jagat will be pervaded by unhappiness. So, lokam shoka hatam cha samastam. That is why if you know the truth, you can see the whole universe being pervaded by happiness. If you do not know the truth, you will see the whole jagat being pervaded by unhappiness and sorrow. That means what? Sorrow and happiness in the universe are where? Ignorance is sorrow. Knowledge is happiness. That's all. Knowledge of the truth will help you see the happiness. Ignorance of hell, so the truth prevents you from seeing what happiness is, which is unhappiness. Understand, what is unhappiness? Not seeing what happiness is unhappiness. What is sorrow? Not knowing what happiness is sorrow. Ignorance is sorrow. Knowledge is happiness. If you know what the reality is, parambara edan therinja, the whole lokam, you won't say lokam shokatam cha samastam. You won't say, very melancholic sound. Huh? Lokaha anandamayaha. Now we will say that otherwise. The world is happiness. If you do not know the truth, what is lokam? Lokam, the world is full of sorrow. Sorrow and pain. Understand? He says, Nalini, what about this life? Do you think we are going to live for thousands of years? See a great grandchildren playing in the lawn? You want to sit and see? Impossible. Understand? It's a span of life. And short span of life. Even the short span of life, how healthy we are. We do not know when we are going to kick our buckets. Okay? we do not know what is going to happen. So nalini dala gata jala mati taralam, you know, the water leaf is, the lotus leaf is there, and what the lotus leaf always, you know, that they, I mean, floating on the water, the water goes to the leaf, and the drop of, it doesn't really touch the leaf, taint the leaf, but any drop, any time it can roll back to the, it doesn't stay. How long does it stay? Always we, in Tamil also we say, Nir Kumuli Pol Varkai, you know, we always a water pebble, while life is like a water pebble. So here Shankaracharya uses this, know, how long does the water drop stays on the lotus leaf? It goes to the water leaf. Anytime it came, and of course, when the wind blows, the leaf may move, again the water may roll back to the pond. And I say, it won't stay like that. Jeevitam Atishaya Chapalam Nalini Dalagata Jalam, Nalini Dalagata Jalam, the water which has moved to the lotus leaf, no, Ati Taralam, it is very swift. It can go back to the water again. It won't stay very long. Similarly, Jeevitam Atishaya Chapalam, it is not eternal. It is very, very short. It is, understand now, Atishaya Chapalam, it is not permanent. Life is not permanent. Jeevitam Atishaya Chapalam. So life is not permanent. It is as short as the water, the stay of the water drop on the lotus leaf. Nalini Dalagata Jalam Ati Taralam Tadvatu Adupola Tadvatu, like that, Jeevitam Atishaya Chapalam. Understand? Life is not permanent. Life is also very, very short, like that. Then he says, and not only that, Vidhi, may you know one thing, please understand one truth. Vidhi means know, may you know. What you should know? Vidhi Vyadhi Abhimana Grastam. Vyadhi Abhimana Grastam. Lokam, this universe, no, this whole life, this, what is this life? This life is Avyadhi Abhimana Grastam. It has been caught, you know, caught, held by what? By Vyadhi, disease, and Abhimanam. Abhimanam means, no, Ahankara. We are helpless. It has been caught by the disease of Ahankara. This life has been caught, held by the disease of Ahankara. It has been, you know, it's also caught by what? It has been, it's full of disease and all unpleasant things also. Can you say you are sick, 100% you are healthy? Can you ever say you are 100% healthy? We can't say. Understand? Always say, a jnani is the only person who knows the truth, thereby whose his whole jagat is what? Brahma, such a person who knows what fullness is, sees only the fullness. The one who knows the fullness sees the fullness. One who sees the fullness is who? Really, the person of fullness is the happy person. Understand? If you do not know what happiness is, what fullness is, then nee nirave kaanavittal unakku kuraye dhaan paarpaena. Understand? Why you see everywhere outside? What do you see here? Then you see, once you do not know what happiness is, you do not know what fullness is, then what you see is what? Only unhappiness. Understand? Inadequacy, you see only limitations. You see everything for you look limited. Everything you will see only sorrow everywhere. Therefore, and then, that's why a jnani, such a person, is a normally normal person. Who is normal person? We think we are all normal, okay? Physically we are healthy, we know how healthy we are. But mentally, definitely we are not adequately healthy, according to Shastram. That is why the normally normal is the jnani, okay? And we are abnormally normal. And abnormally, abnormal people are mad people. We can't say we're normally abnormal, okay? There are people who are abnormally abnormal, mad people. They're because completely gone, and there's no way of understanding because who I am, what I am, what nothing, there's no jnanam possible. They're gone. But here, at least when you, if you say you know you are, but you do not know who you are, then you are normally abnormal. When you know who you are, not becomes complete. Arivin mudumayil niraivu, I told you already. When you know the knowledge is complete, you have discovered what? Happiness. You discovered happiness, you see only happiness. If you have not discovered happiness, whatever you see, whatever you enjoy, whatever you acquire, still there will be only unhappiness. Understand? Therefore, you are helpless. You are caught held by ahankara. Abhimanam means, here, abhimanam in Tamil language means self-respect. Swabhimanam. No? But here, abhimanam means ahankara. What is ahankara? Your own erroneous self-perception, which is helpless. Understand? You identify yourself with the body, mind, and complex. That identity, not that you want to identify yourself with the body, mind, and complex. Helplessly identify yourself with the body, mind, and complex. And you take the limitations of the body, mind, and complex as your limitations. Therefore, you have a very strong notion about yourself. I'm a mortal. I'm small in terms of many things, etc., etc. All the notions you have about yourself, based on your identity with the body, mind, and complex, the anatma, not knowing what atma is what? Ahankara. Understand what ahankara is? Erroneous notion you have about yourself, based on your identity with the anatma. Due to your ignorance of atma, is abhimanam. And as long as you are held by this, got held by this abhimana, okay, you are suffering with this of ahankara, the whole jagat is what? Lokam shokatam cha samastam. Understand? And not only that, vyadhi, the physical body means it is, definitely it will have developed a lot of problems. So vyadhi, and what is emotional problem? Vyadhi means physical vyadhi, mental vyadhi. Understand? Physical illness, mental illness. Physically, definitely we do have back pain, front pain, everything, leg pain, knee pain, all the pains, and fever, and you know, all these different problems of the body, you can't escape. Those physical problems will be definitely there. You can cure for some time. And one day it will, you know, you have that certain diseases where we have no control completely, and then we have to say bye. That's a physical body we have no control, okay? And what about the emotional, well, mental health? Mental, no, vyadhi. No, manovyadhi, deha vyadhi. Understand now. What is that? Only when you say nothing in the, we always say, nothing in the world is responsible for my sorrow or unhappiness. If you know this fact, that's the first step of becoming mentally healthy. Nothing in the world is responsible for my unhappiness. Not my husband, not my wife, not my children, not my friends, not my relatives, not my people whom I have to deal with, handle. Not my children, not any of my situations make me really unhappy. Satyam, this is a fact. We think our unhappiness is because of these situations, those situations and those things and these things. That is not true. All those things, the so-called problems, okay, which seem to be making you unhappy, they were only instrumental for your unhappiness to be triggered and to surface. This is a fact. Whether you accept it or not, this is a fact. Unhappiness is there, sorrow is there abundantly, okay? Why? Because of ignorance. You do not know what happiness is. That is why there is sorrow. What is sorrow? I told you already, ignorance of what happiness is equal to unhappiness, sorrow. Why, whenever you become unhappy, whenever you become anxious, whenever you are frightened, whenever you are sorrowful, what is it sorrow? It is surfacing of the abundance of sorrow which is already there. Who caused it? Nobody caused it. Why it is there? Ignorance is, sorrow is. And what about other situations which seem to be making me unhappy? This because of this knowing, because I could not, my car could not move, that is why I am unhappy. Hey, there are all situations which serve as instrumental for the unhappiness to surface, for the sorrow to surface, the pain to surface. Pain is always old, understand? It's a different story. That is another problem, I'll tell you later on. Sorrow always surfaces. Understand? That's satyam. Therefore, we say here, keeping the ignorance, okay, remaining ignorant, not understanding what happiness is, and then we try to have situations which will keep us in good humor, which will make us, you know, to be pleased. We always look for things, look for objects, look for situations which will keep us pleased, which will make us happy. That will not happen. How much ever you struggle and strain, okay, that is why, in fact, if you do not understand this, vyadhi lokam shokahatam cha samastam. Samastam lokam shokahatam. Why? Because it is vyadhi abhimana grastam. Vyadhi abhimana grastam. As long as there's a symptom, okay, there's a sorrow, you are not healthy. Perfectly healthy. Understand? Why? Because sorrow, unhappiness, fear, anxiety, and based on that, jealousy, hatred, you know, dislike, and then unpleasantness, agitations, all these varieties of states of mind which really cause discomfort to the mind, okay, mental discomfort, which is pain, is what? Surfacing of the sorrow, triggered by different situations. Caused by what? Ignorance. That is why mentally we are not healthy. We are affected by the disease of ignorance. Okay? And the symptoms of which there's the disease of ignorance, because of which are symptoms of these states of mind, undesirable states of mind, sorrow, anxiety, fear, etc., etc. Understand? So, vyadhi abhimana grastam. Vyadhi abhimana grastam. Therefore, the lokam is what? Dho lokam shokahatam cha samastam. Therefore, the whole world is completely pervaded by only unhappiness and sorrow. Nothing can make you happy. Nothing can really make you happy as you expected it to make you happy. As you expect it to make you happy. It can keep you pleased, it can keep in good humor, it can give you time bound pleasures, it can give you refractions of fullness then and there, it can snatch you back also. Snatch those fractions of fullness from you back. That is how the jagat is. That is why what? Shokahatam. The world is pervaded by sorrow. When? How long the world will pervade by sorrow? As long as you don't discover what happiness is. You search for happiness outside. This world is pervaded by unhappiness. Okay, the world will be full of unhappiness. Once you discover what happiness is, understand, then you are not dependent on anything, situation or people or for your happiness, then nothing in the world can make you unhappy. That is why in Tamil we say beautifully, Nandrum Teedum Pirar Thara Vara. Remember this sentence? Happiness, nobody is responsible for your happiness. Nobody is responsible for your unhappiness. Nandra is happiness, Tidha is unhappiness. Pirar Thara Vara, nobody is responsible for your unhappiness or happiness. Satyam. This is a fact, greatest fact. Therefore, that's fine. You pursue artha, pursue kama, live a life of dharma. Everything is fine. You have to live. That is how you have to live. You can't just grab things from the universe and nature. You can't just be idle and lazy. Work, earn, live, pursue artha and kama in conformity with dharma. But understand, through all these things, what you want is happiness and fullness. Niraivu mulmai ni thedugirai. Okay, you have no choice about it. That fullness is very you. Until you discover it, okay, you are caught held by this disease of ahankara. And as long as you are troubled by the disease, the remaining rooted in the disease of ignorance, and all the problems is what? The surfacing problems. The whole jagat will be full of sorrow. Pervaded by sorrow. Therefore, stop depending on the external things for happiness. Stop searching for happiness from artha, kama, dharma. Understand? It's high time. Bhagavan doesn't start searching for happiness within you. Doesn't say that. Just know who Bhagavan is. Just know the self. Can't afford to waste your time. Just know the self for happiness. Know the happiness for happiness. Understand? Know the happiness for happiness. That is the only way you can become free from unhappiness. Niraivai arindu niraivai peru. Okay? Know the happiness for happiness. It means what? Stop searching for it. Know that. You know where it is available. It is very you. Is it clear? Bhajago and other people do a little differently. I do it a little differently. It's completely based on Shastra. Nalini, that's why don't waste time. Time is very short. We can't afford to waste our lifetime. Nalini dalagata jalamati taralam tadva jivitam adishaya chapalam vidhivyadhyabhimana grastam Lokam shokatam cha samastam. Because why he talks about the lifespan here? Life is too short. It's too short means what? We can't live for many years. Understand? Life is very, very impermanent, like the water on the lotus leaf. That lifetime, you know, what we, in that life, what we have all, the whole life we waste, not knowing what we are searching for, where we should search it for. Truth is very important. Understand? We are searching for, not knowing what we are searching for. That way search will never come to an end. And not knowing where we should search for also. That is why don't waste time. If you don't know both what you are searching for and where you should search for, the search will never come to an end and the whole jagat will be for you full of sorrow. life span will come to an end and you will die unhappily to continue the unhappy life. Now you know what it is. That is why better not waste your life's time now. Okay? No. Govindam bhaja. So every verse has to be followed by what? Govindam bhaja. May you attain the Lord through knowledge. May you know the truth of the Lord. Okay.
Yavadvitto parjana saktah. Yavadvitto parjana saktah. Yavadvitto parjana saktah. Tavannijaparivaro raktah. Paschajivati. Jarjaradehe. Vartam kopina prachati gehe. Vartam kopina prachati gehe. Yavadvitto parjana saktah.
Yavadvitto
parjana saktah. Tavannijaparivaro raktah. Paschajivati jarjaradehe. Vartam kopina prachati gehe. Vartam kopina prachati gehe.
So another fact, now known by all the old people in this world. What's the fact? As long as you're hale and healthy, physically strong, mentally alert, you're able to earn, and you have many people to care for, to be concerned, okay, to have the concern of the people. Yavat vitta uparjana saktaha. Arjanam means earning. Uparjanam also is earning. Saktaha means what? As long as you are capable of, earning money, making money, strong, hale and healthy. As long as you are useful. Physically, you can spare time for the people. You can give your quality time for the people, emotionally also. Okay? Then, you people like you. You are wanted by people. Yavat means as long as. Yavat actually, as much as long as. That goes with the different, different places, different context, gives different meanings. So, yavat here, yavat kalam. That means, yavantam kalam. Yavat vitta uparjana saktaha. Vitta means wealth, money. Vitta uparjana saktaha. As long as you are interested, inclined to make money, interest in making money, you are capable of making money, acquiring wealth, you are capable of accumulating wealth and money. Tavat nija parivara. Nija means one's own, not Tamil nijangadiyal. Nija here means one's own. Nija parivaraha, one's own kith and kin, people around, parivaram. Nija parivaraha. Raktaha are attached. Understand? Nija parivaraha raktaha. One's own circle of people attached to oneself as long as one is capable of accumulating, making money, wealth. Why? Because the more money you make, the more, higher is your position, because associating with you makes them feel secure. I have to earn money to feel secure. And associating myself with the person who is more influential, the person who has money power, manpower, is highly influential. Associating oneself with such a person makes me feel secure. Simple thing. And as long as you are useful for other people, okay, you are there for other people to fulfill their needs, people are attached to you. Simple thing. When do you get phone calls? When do you get phone calls? Simple reason. People don't call you. They are busy with their own lives. The very phone call is enough for us to understand. When there is a need, they will ring you. I mean, we don't know. That's how, because people are busy with their own lives. So, this is a fact all over the Jagat, okay? Not only in one place, whether it's Hindu or Christian or Muslim, wherever it is. Of course, at least in our country, you look after elders. It's a Mahadharma. And Rajneesh is looking after his mother-in-law. You all know the fact. I had to always acknowledge this. I tell you, looking after elders is a great punya karma. We should not ignore. We really, leaving them in old age home is not really mahapapam. When you can't look after, that's a different thing. But I'll tell you, greatest punya we can earn really by looking after elders. Anyway, it's part of my thing. I feel very sad when you go and see these old age homes when old people suffer. Because their own children ignore. And even India, all the old people complain so much about the children who are abroad, send money to them. Help us, anyway. They also should learn to be with themselves, okay, not to curse children. Anyway, there's a different situation. But yavate vitta uparjana saktaha tavate yeduvarekumo aduvarekum. Yavat tavat is expression. Yavat tavat. Eduvarekumo aduvarekum na. Tavat means aduvarekum. Okay. As long as you are capable of making money, you're strong. Every respect, then you have the respect. Tavat nija parivaraha raktaha. Your people are attached to you. Raktaha means attached. That is why blood is called raktam. You know that? Rakta means, so rakta pasam bangla. Raktam is red color. In fact, raktaha means red color. Raktaha also means what? Participle of raga. Really. Raga means, ragaha is, in fact, attachment. Noun that is. Ratihi also is attachment. And raktaha means attached. Participle. Anyway. Attached. Then, paschate, thereafter, when you get old, you're physically invalid. Okay? As I told you in the last class, when you mentally also you lose your memory, you don't remember things, then jarjara dehe jivati. Jarjara deha means old body. When you live in the body which is very old, jarjara dehe jivati. When you are alive, when you're living in this old body, then jarjara dehe jivati. Vartam kopina pruchati gehe. Gehe at home, vartam kopina pruchati. Then nobody comes and inquires you, how are you, what do you want, what do you need. Kopi vartam na pruchati. People do not have time to speak to old people. This is a fact. And that is when we get frustrated. Okay, really you don't want people to come and inquire about your well-being. But you want company. I told you about the companionship last class. Didn't I? Vartam kopina pruchi. They are all in a hurry. Ippa poi perusikitta vaya kuduttham maati poom. Vesama better let us go away. No, it is getting late. We don't want to talk to them. And they'll catch hold of us. And then we can't spend much time for them. Let us go away. Kopi vartam na pruchati. Nobody comes to you inquiring about your well-being. How are you? What are you doing? What do you need? What do you eat? No. Nobody will come and inquire. Why? Not that they want to ignore you. because they are searching for the happiness. Understand? They are searching for their own security. You, when they find that you are insecure yourself, you cannot be of any help for them to. You can't help them to make them feel secure. You can't make them secure, feel secure. Then nobody will come to you. Understand? Anything which makes me feel secure, I will be after the satyam. Anything which makes you feel pleased, I'll be after things and people who make me happy, who make me feel secure. We will not go to people who do not make us feel secure, okay, who I cannot rely on for security, who cannot make me happy, who will not please, okay? That's all simple, these simple things. Artha, Kama, these are two things. People cannot give me, I cannot rely on somebody for Artha or Kama, I have nothing to do with the person. Just keep away from the person. Is a fact, okay, about life. So, Tavathu Nijaparivaraha Rattaha. எது வரைக்கும் சொந்தமெல்லாம் பற்றோடு இருப்பாங்கன்னா, பணம் சம்பாதிக்கிற வரைக்கும். யாவத்து வித்த உபார்ஜன சக்தகா தாவத்து நிஜ பரிவாரக ரத்தகா. பஷாத் லேட்டர் ஆன் இன் லைஃப் ஜர்ஜர தேகே ஜீவதி வார்த்தாம் கோபி ந வார்த்தாம் பிரிச்சது. ஒரு வார்த்தை கேட்கறதுக்கு ஆள் கிடையாது. எப்போ வயசான காலத்தில் இருக்கிறப்போ ஒரு வார்த்தை கேட்கறதுக்கு ஆள் இல்லையா? திஸ் இஸ் அ ஃபேக்ட். And what are you doing? You're so attached to everything. See here, parents or grandparents or sisters or children, we should have concern for children, not attachment. Here in this verse, what Bhagavan implies, Shankara Bhagavad Pada implies is, having concern for children is different from being attached to children. If you have concern for children, you can do your duties. Whatever you need to do for them, you do. Of course, definitely you will do. Do your duties for them. Whatever you have to do for them, as a mother, as a father, where duties are there, do your duties, then leave them at a distance. Okay? But getting attached to them, depending on them, they will look after me in future, they will not look after me. Whether they are going to look after you, they are not going to look after you. What you expect from me is what? In fact, attachment is nothing but your own desire for yourself. Understand? Attachment to anything in the world is ultimately for one's own happiness. Atmastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavatina. Okay, priyam bhavati, everything, whatever you like, whatever you want, whatever you attach to, ultimately for what? For the pleased self. Understand? For your own happiness. You're attached to children. That's why I tell you one thing. What is really speaking? If you say, somebody says, I love that person, I love this person, I love my husband, I love my wife, I love my parents, I love my children. This word, according to Shastram, the word love is not a verb. Understand? It's only a noun. Understand? It's only a noun. What is love? Love is, in fact, love is yourself. Love is fullness. Love is fullness. If you say anbe devam, in Tamil we say simple sentences, anbe devam. Love is fullness. Love is God. Love is not a verb. I love you, I love that person. No? You also, I hate this person. That is not, love is not opposite of the hate. The verb hate. That's how we are using. In fact, love is fullness. Love is expression of fullness is love. Nireve anbu, nirevin velipade anbu. Expression of fullness is love. Understand? Expression of fullness is love. We have to understand that. That is what is love. That is why whenever you like somebody, you love somebody, you are attached to somebody, your attachment to anything or anybody, liking for anybody, your love for anybody is in fact love for yourself. Love, Shastram says, love for anything in the world is love for oneself. Love for yourself means what? Love for fullness. Love for anything or anybody is in fact love for one's own self. Love for one's own self means love for fullness or happiness, which is one's own self. Understand? That is why, who do you love? I love my children so much. Why do you love? Because you love yourself. Understand? If you analyze, why am I attached to these people? Why am I not attached to those people? Rakta pasham, we say all the, really speaking, what? Rakta pasham avadu. Understand? What you want is happiness. Understand? Look at you, you depend because through their children are born through you, not of you. So you demand, expect something. Okay, duties are there. That is why having concern is different from being attached. But we have concern, that's fine, but we also get attached. Attachment is what? There's a demand. When you're attached to things, there is demand on your part. When you have concern, you do your duties, but there's no demand on your part. You don't expect anything in return. Not in terms of money. But people say, I don't want any money from my child, okay? But I want him to ring me at least once a month. That is what they don't do sometimes. Not that they don't like you. It's their own lives. The life is, understand what I'm saying? Because that is the nature, that is how Jagat is. That is the fact about the life in this world. Understand? That is why attachment is a problem. And therefore, what is attachment? Attachment is nothing but one's expectation of security and pleasures from others. As long as I expect something from other people, I'm attached to the people. That is satyam. That's why here we say, as long as you're able to make money, people are attached to you. Once you become old and invalid, and then you can't contribute physically or emotionally, when you are not, financially, in any way you can't contribute anything for the security or pleasures. If there is no contribution on your part for other people's security or pleasures, then nobody will come and inquire about you. They will not talk to you in one's word. வார்த்தாம் ஒரு வார்த்தை பேசுறதுக்குன்னா பிரச்சதி கோபின பிரச்சதி வார்த்தாம் பிரச்சதி கேஹே. சாஸ்திரம் சேஸ் எ லவ் இஸ் யோர் செல்ஃப், லவ் இஸ் ஃபுல்னஸ், எக்ஸ்பிரஷன் ஆஃப் ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ் லவ். வென் யூ டிஸ்கவர் யுவர் ஃபுல்னஸ், லுக் அட் திஸ், இஃப் யூ நோ வாட் யூ ஆர், இஃப் யூ நோ வாட் த ட்ரூத் இஸ், யூ ஹவ் டிஸ்கவர்ட் ஃபுல்னஸ் மீன்ஸ் யோர் ஃபுல்னஸ் வில் நெவர் பி டிக்ரீஸ்ட், cannot be improved upon, cannot be increased. Niraivu adhigamo agada, kuraivum kuraiyadu. Understand? The niraivu, the fullness, can never be improved upon, can never be increased, can never be decreased also. Always that's very you. Once you discover what happiness is, fullness is, then you are not dependent on the people around or situations around for your happiness. நிறைவை அறிந்தவன், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், நிறைவிற்கு வெளியே எதிர்பார்ப்பதில்லை. யூ ஆர் நாட் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் பீப்புள் அரவுண்ட் ஆர் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ் அரவுண்ட் ஃபார் யுவர் ஹாப்பினஸ். வென் யூ ஆர் நாட் டிபெண்ட் ஆன் பீப்புள் அரவுண்ட் ஆர் சிச்சுவேஷன்ஸ் அரவுண்ட் ஃபார் யுவர் ஹாப்பினஸ், வை ஆர் நாட் டிபெண்ட்? பிகாஸ் யூ ஆர் யுவர் செல்ஃப் ஃபுல்னஸ். தென் யூ டு நாட் எக்ஸ்பெக்ட் எனி திங் டு பி டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் வாட் இட் இஸ். யூ நாட் எக்ஸ்பெக்ட் பீப்புள் டு பி டிஃபரண்ட் ஃப்ரம் வாட் தே ஆர். You do not expect situations to be different from what they are. Look at this. Then you do not find fault. When do we find fault with situations around? When do we find fault with people around? குற்றம் பார்ப்பது, குறை பார்ப்பது, குறை சொல்லுவது, தப்பு சொல்லுவது. No, we will look, understand. When do we do that? When do you find fault with people? When do you become proofreaders? Always, that is not right, this is not right, this is incorrect, that is not okay, this is not okay. People, they do the way they do. They don't know how to do differently. We always find fault with people. When? Because finding fault with people and situations, see, correcting people with love is different from finding fault with people, understand? Because the expression of your inadequacy. Finding fault with situations. Kutram parpadu kurayin valipadu. Understand? Kutram parkama enana nirayvin valipadu. When do you find fault with people? When you are inadequate person. Because you do not know what happiness is. You are so inadequate. Okay, your inadequacy expresses itself in the form of finding fault with situations and people around. When you understand, in fullness, you don't find fault with people. Why you don't find fault with people or situations? Because you are not dependent on them for your happiness. You don't expect anything to be different from how it is, what it is. There is no expectation, understand? Therefore, you don't find fault. Therefore, not finding fault with people or situations is what? Expression of fullness. Understand? That is what is what? Love. This is how Shastram analyzes. When you don't find fault with others, then what happens? Everybody will like you. Understand? When you find fault with the person, other person won't like you. When you don't find fault with the person, they will like you. No way. I'm understood. Everybody wants to be understood. Understand? I'm not understood. Many people have this pain of not being understood. Oh, so there's somebody who can understand me, who doesn't find fault with me. That person feels loved. Then, understand, this is what winning the heart. How Mahatmas win the hearts of others. Fullness wins the hearts. Then, other person, you attract the other person's mind towards you. Attraction. Understand? Love is, so expression of fullness is love. In fullness, understand, you don't find fault with things around, situations around, people around, because you don't expect anything for your happiness from others. When you don't find fault other people, then you win their hearts, you attract the minds to you. Therefore we say, anything which attracts, you know, the mind towards itself is beautiful. What is it which attracts the mind? எது இருக்கிறதோ அதுவே அழகுன்னா. How do you define the word beauty? What is beauty? We don't have the beautiful now. Anything beautiful attracts. Okay? Anything beautiful attracts means, what is that which attracts? Of the beautiful thing. A beautiful flower attracts. A beautiful color attracts. A beautiful, understand, anything beautiful attracts means, what is it which really attracts? The beauty attracts. What is beauty? If you define, anything which attracts is beauty. எது இருக்கிறதோ அது அழகுன்னா. Anything attracts is beauty. So here, understand, love attracts. Fullness is love, understand? Love, fullness attracts. Therefore, love is beauty. But define all these things. Do it make sense? You have to think here, too much. You have to think a lot. I tell you, our Shastram tells, remember this sentence, it's a very beautiful sentence. Nothing in the world makes you unhappy. No situation can make you unhappy. No human behavior, human being can make you unhappy. No bug or monster can make you unhappy. Your unhappiness, everything as it is ordained to be, as it is, okay, as it can be. People are, as they can be. And you are unhappy. Of course, we keep correcting something with love, that's a different thing. But here, Shastram says one thing. All that you want is nirevu, fullness, purnatvam. And that purnatvam is very you. Until you discover it, you will be demanding and dependent on everything external for that. As long as you're dependent on external situations and things and people and the behavior for your happiness, you will be disappointed. Is it clear now? Therefore, Shastram says, come on. நிறைவே குறை காணாமை, நிறைவின்மையே குறை காண்டல். Inadequacy makes you find fault with things. In fullness, you don't find fault with things. Because in fullness, you are independent. In inadequacy, you are dependent. Understand? Therefore, what he says is, we are attached to people or people attached to us because we are all scratching each other's back. Parents are attached to children. Children are attached to parents. Understand? We are attached to friends. Friends are attached to each other. And friends and people are kith and kin. I tell you this emotional leaning. See, having concern for every other person, then you are a friend. Our intimacy between any two people or many people should be based on our commitment to dharma. Then we are friends. We mutually help each other. We don't need to be emotionally stuck with each other. Husband and wife, children and parents, or understand, whoever it is, any relationship must be based on one's commitment to dharma. Then we trust each other 100% and we like each other and we help each other mutually. We contribute for, understand, we share pain, we share pleasure. Then we emotionally are supporting. That is what is practical and possible, is what is right. Otherwise, we are scratching each other's back. Understand, that means what? Really speaking, nobody is loving another person for the sake of loving another person. That is why love all. This really is a meaningless statement otherwise. How can you love other person when you do not know? Understand? You love yourself. Whatever you do is for your happiness. Satyam. This is a fact. We have to understand the fact as a fact. I love, what I want is happiness. That is me. Therefore, what I love me all the time. Understand? Love for anything is love for yourself. Upanishad says, Atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Love for yourself is love for anything. Where is love? Love is, understand? That is why, please understand, discover love. Discover yourself. Discover the truth of Bhagavan. Discover yourself. Discover fullness. Discover love. Understand? Discovering fullness is discovering love. Expression of fullness is love. Understand? Wherein non-demanding, not expecting expression of fullness is what? Love. Understand? Then love attracts, love is beauty. Therefore, this is the fact. Therefore, no bhajagovindam. Therefore, no Bhagavan. I have to remind you every time. No Bhagavan. Then don't find fault with people. Nobody asks me, inquires about me. Understand? Old people find fault with children. Youngsters find fault with old people. They don't understand our difficulties. We have to survive. We have to work. We can't spare time for them. Old people don't understand children's difficulties. Children don't seem to understand elders' needs. Understands? All problems. Really speaking, they love everybody. There's so much of love for each other. Why? Because love for each other is love for oneself. The problem of not being looked after and being ignored. All these problems are coming because of this. That's why learn to be with oneself from childhood. Learn to be with Bhagavan. Pray, worship, be with Bhagavan. Thereby learn to be with oneself. Last class I told you. And please understand, you can't afford to waste the life here. You have to know this truth of yourself, which is fullness, which is what you want. Understand? Okay. Now you know what love is.
Yavat pavano nivasati dehe. Yavat pavano nivasati dehe. Tavat pruchati kushalam gehe. Tavat pruchati kushalam gehe. Gatavati vayo. Gatavati vayo. Deha paye. Deha paye. Bharya bibhyati. Tasmin kaye. Bharya bibhyati. Tasmin kaye.
He says, we are so attached to this body. Why? We think I am the, because this I sense in the body. I am the body. I sense, where is this I sense rooted? In the body. And so attached to this body. And identity being with this body, and things and people connected to this body also, or we attach to the people. No, attachment is based on our attachment to our own body, our connection to the body, identity with the body. Therefore, he says, what is this body? What is this gross body attached to? All your connections, all your attachments are based on your identity with the body, your association with only with the body. Nothing wrong, okay? Associating also with the body, but attachment is only to the body. Identity is only with the body. What is this body? Yavat pavanaha nivasati dehe. Again the yavat has come. Now you can say yavat tavat. As long as idu varaikkumo adu varaikkum. Yavat pavanaha means air. Air. Here air means what? Prana. Understand? Prana, five pranas. Yavat mooch irukkira varakkum. Simple expression. Yavat pavanaha dehe nivasati. As long as the prana resides in this body. In the udambla mooch irukkira varakkum da. Tavat pruchati kushalam gehe. People inquire about the well-being and health. How long? As long as prana resides in this body. Tavathu, aduvarekum, kushalam pruchati, kushalam visaripanga. Kushala vicharam. How are you? What do you eat? How do you do? All these enquiries about well-being. Enquiries about well-being, how long do people do? As long as prana lives in this body. Yavat, understand? Yavat, pavanaha, pranaha, தேகே நிவசதி. தாவத்து அது வரைக்கும், கேஹே கேஹே மீன் ஹோம் வீட்டில், குஷலம் பிருச்சதி என்கொயர் அபவுட் யுவர் வெல்பீயிங், குஷலம் பிருச்சதி. கதவதி வாயோ தேக அபாயே, ஓகே, கதவதி வாயோ வென் பிராணா லீவ்ஸ் திஸ் பாடி, தேக அபாயே, ஓகே, வென் த பாடி ஃபால்ஸ், த ஃபால் ஆஃப் த பாடி, த டைம் ஆஃப் தி ஃபால் ஆஃப் தி பாடி, வென் தி பிராணா லீவ்ஸ் அண்ட் தட் பாடி இஸ் வாட், கட்டை, இஸ் ஜஸ்ட், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், இஸ் ஜஸ்ட் டெட் பாடி மீன்ஸ் வாட், இனர்ட் பாடி, நோபடி வில் கம் நியர் யூ, தென் நோபடி வில் கம் அண்ட் என்கொயர் த ஹெல்த் ஹவ் வெல்பீங் ஆஃப் த பாடி, வை இட் டசன்ட் டிசர்வ் எனி மோர் என்கொயரி, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், நோபடி கம்ஸ் அண்ட் ஹீ சேஸ் நாட் பாரியா மீன்ஸ் வைஃப், ஈவன் தி பாரியா அந்த வைஃப் ஹூ சோ அட்டாச் டு த பர்சன், ஈவன் ஷீ வில் பி ஃப்ரைட்டன்ட், ஸ்கேர்ட் ஆஃப் கம்மிங் நியர், பிபியதி தஸ்மின் காயே, நோ சீயிங் த டெட் பாடி, ஈவன் தி வைஃப் வில் பி ஸ்கேர்ட் ஆஃப் கம்மிங் நியர் தி பாடி. ஸ்கேர்ட் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? Not only the wife, okay? If the wife's body means what? Even husband will be scared of coming near the wife's body. We had to say that also. Because Shankaracharya wrote, he talks about only addressing that. We have to always take vice versa, okay? Not only the, when the wife will be scared of the body, and husband also will be scared of the wife's body. Whoever dies? We don't know. It's all facts, bitter facts of life. Bharya bibhyati tasmin kaye. That is the state of the body. And do you think you are that body? Are you only that body? Which becomes you, you've seen, okay? Are you only this body? Are you only this much? Only pavanaha goes out, the prana goes out, nobody enquires the well-being of the body. Okay? And the person so attached to you, even that person doesn't come near you. Why? That is the sthiti of the body. And can you stop happening this to this body? No. Understand, you have no say over your own physical body. You are not the body. You are not your prana. You are not your mind. You are not any of this. You do not know this. And you are so attached to this. And all your attachment to Kittankin is what? Based on your attachment to your own body. Based on your identity with your body. Are you only this much? What are you attached to? What are you attached for? Understand? Really speaking. I told you already, attachment to anything, attachment to anybody, attachment for, understand, is ultimately for one's own happiness. Remember that love for anything or anybody is love for oneself. Remember that. Therefore, better not waste time. Understand, what you want is fullness. I am not using the word happiness now. What you want is niraivu. And you have no choice about it. And that is yourself. Know thyself. Know what niraivu is. Understand? And be intelligent. And don't be attached to things which are time bound. And search for timeless happiness in time-bound things. That is why when we put in Tamil, they say, what is kurai in maina? No, what is absence of inadequacy? Niraive kurai in mai. நிறைவே குறையின்மைனா. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், இட்ஸ் அ வெரி, வி ஹாவ் டு திங்க் அ லாட், வாட் இஸ் குறையின்மைனா? நிறைவே குறையின்மை. வாட் இஸ் ஃபுல்னஸ்? வாட் இஸ் அப்சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் இன்அடிக்வசி? ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ் அப்சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் இன்அடிக்வசி. யூ கேன் நெவர் பிகம் ஃபுல். ஓகே, யூ ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி ஃபுல்னஸ். டிஸ்கவரிங் ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ், டிஸ்கவரிங் ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ் ஃபுல்னஸ். ஃபுல்னஸ் இஸ் வாட்? அப்சன்ஸ் ஆஃப் இன்அடிக்வசி. நிறைவே குறையின்மை. பட் வாட் வி டு, தட் இஸ் வை நிறைவில், நிறைவு உன்னிடம் இருந்தால் யூ வில் நாட் சி குறை அவுட் சைடு. உன்னில் நிறைவில்லைன்னா யூ வில் சி ஒன்லி குறை அவுட் சைடு. நிறைவில் குறையின்மை, நிறைவே குறையின்மை, நிறைவில் குறையின்மை, நிறைவின்மையில் குறை. அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? பட் வி கான்ட் சே ஓ குறை நீங்களா நிறைவு கிடைக்குமானா? தட்ஸ் எ ப்ராப்ளம் வித் திஸ். வாட் வி டூ, குறை நீங்கினால் நிறைவு கிடைக்குமா? வி ஆல்வேஸ் ட்ரை டு பை அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஆல்வேஸ் வி ட்ரை டு டூ சம் குறை நீக்கி நீக்கி நிறைவு கிடைக்கணும்னு. தட்ஸ் தி ப்ராப்ளம் வித் திஸ். ஹவு மச் எவர் யூ ட்ரை டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட், ஃப்ரீ ட்ரை டு ஃப்ரீ யோர் செல்ஃப் ஃப்ரம் இன்அடிக்வசி, you will still, the more you do, the more you achieve, the more you accomplish, you will continue to be inadequate. Understand? By trying to undo inadequacy, do something, understand, will never free you from inadequacy, will never take you to fullness, unless you discover fullness. Understand? Therefore, what you want is this. That is why, this is what you want, this is what you need to do. That is why, be intelligent, know the facts of life, understand what this attachment is. Understand, Bhagavan does not say, don't be attached, don't be foolish, attachment is wrong. He doesn't say that. Understand what attachment is. இந்த பாசம் விஷயம் கொஞ்சம் யோசிச்சுப்பார். வாட் இஸ் இஸ் லவ் இஸ், வாட் இஸ் அட்டாச்மெண்ட் இஸ், அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் திஸ் இஸ் த ஃபேக்ட் டு பெட்டர் நோ கோவிந்தா. தென் ஹி சேஸ், பாலஸ்தாவத் பாலஸ்தாவத் க்ரீடாசக்தஹ க்ரீடாசக்தஹ தருணஸ்தாவத் தருணஸ்தாவத் தருணீசக்தஹ தருணீசக்தஹ வ்ருத்தஸ்தாவத் வ்ருத்தஸ்தாவத் சிந்தாசக்தஹ சிந்தாசக்தஹ பரமே ப்ரஹ்மணி பரமே ப்ரஹ்மணி. ஆர் யூ கேன் சே பரே ப்ரஹ்மணி பரே ப்ரஹ்மணி கோபினசக்தஹ கோபினசக்தஹ பாலஸ்தாவத் பாலஸ்தாவத் க்ரீடாசக்தஹ க்ரீடாசக்தஹ தருணஸ்தாவத் தருணஸ்தாவத் தருணீசக்தஹ தருணீசக்தஹ வ்ருத்தஸ்தாவத் வ்ருத்தஸ்தாவத் சிந்தாசக்தஹ சிந்தாசக்தஹ பரே ப்ரஹ்மணி பரே ப்ரஹ்மணி கோபினசக்தஹ கோபினசக்தஹ. சி, சக்தஹ மீன்ஸ் இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட் ஆர் இன்வால்வ்ட். யூ கேன் சே, சி, தி ஹோல் லைஃப் வி டேக், ஹவு வி ஸ்பெண்ட் அவர் லைஃப், how we are when we are young? We are born ignorant. We are born ignorant. Not that we wanted to be ignorant. We are helplessly ignorant. Born ignorant. And we are not only born ignorant, we are ignorant of our ignorance also. It's too innocent to know our ignorance. Understand? Ignorant of ignorance. Then helplessly, we are also what? We are, therefore, in our understanding, for us, only our abhimanam, our identity is only with the body, mind, and complex, anatma. Therefore, definitely, we mistake the anatma for the atma. We do not know what the self is. We are born ignorant. Therefore, we mistake the anatma for the atma. And we mistake the limitations of anatma also for the limitations of the atma. And naturally, there is also inner pressure of wanting to be different from what we are. And that pressure gives rise to what? Desire. Understand? Please understand, what is this phenomenon called desire? Asa enbadu enna? What is this desire? Do we create this desire? No. Is there a desire? Yes. How does it come into being? A desire is a state of mind, a phenomenon which comes into being because of the pressure caused by the smallness centered on I, the inadequacy, because of the limitations one has about oneself, notion has about oneself. And all these are caused by what? Basically, ignorance. When the desire is there, naturally, and then we are always looking for something. Okay, therefore, by birth we are born ignorant. We are born ignorant from birth. Then, as we are growing up in that ignorance, balaha, as a young boy, what are we interested in? What are we attached to? What are we involved in? What are we interested in, really speaking? Balaha tavati krida sattaha. As a young boy, okay, in young age, we are interested only in play and games and stuff. Why? Because those things which keep us in good humor. Those things which keep us pleased. As a young boy, you are attracted towards things, whatever things really keeps you pleased, and you are attracted to that. From a child, when you are a child, crawling baby, you are attracted towards gilkai. Object which keeps you in good humor changes as you grow old. Understand? The objects change. As a crawling baby, what is which kept you pleased? Happy? Which kept you pleased? What is which holds your attention? Understand? That is why whenever children cry, always parents take something big and make noise. No way. The noise will turn the attention. Then they stop crying. Your attention has to be held to keep you in good humor. That's all. You need something. Okay, the attention of the mind needs something to hold on to. Thereby, that can keep you pleased. That's all. Amazing, isn't it? What is it which keeps you pleased? Anything which holds your attention. When you're comfortable as a baby, as a child, you're crying and take something, some gilke, and then the merry-go-round, keep attention and you stop crying. Understand? No, understand. This is what is similarly, as you grow, As a child, Balaha Tavate Krida Saktaha. All these games and running around and play, that kept you so busy when you are young, full of energy. You are full of energy, physically highly energetic. Okay, mentally also very fast and very restless. Then, you were after all these things, playful things, okay, which kept you busy and active, which were holding attention as a young boy. It plays, where different types of playthings attracted you, were holding attention, you were kept pleased. You were pleased by many things. Then what happens? Tarunaha tavat. From childhood, from boyhood, you are grown into a youth. Tarunaha. As a young person, what is it which holds your attention now? Taruni saktaha. As a young person, you are involved in what? You are pleased in the company of young woman. Tarunaha tavat tarani saktaha. What is that now? Whatever which kept you happy, that object has changed from play to krida to taruni. Object has changed, but your attention is you are pleased. You are pleased, your pleasure is object of pleasure has changed, but still that's all. You have not grown. You are still externally dependent on other object for your happiness. As a tarunaha, as a young man, you are dependent on external thing for your happiness. As a young boy, you are dependent on external thing for your happiness. Understand? Because you were attracted, you wanted pleasure. The object of pleasure was krida. When you are balaha, krida was your object of pleasure. As a tarunaha, as a young person, tarune is the object of pleasure. Understand? That means what? When you are dependent on objects of pleasures, what happens? A young person, still you are seeking only happiness through all of them. You have to know this. Satyam. Then, vriddaha tavat, when you get very old, vriddaha, when you become very old, vriddaha tavat, chinta saktaha. When you become old, you are worried. Your mind is thinking of what? Now, what does the mind do? When you were young, your attention was held by different things. Then when you became young person, grown-up person, attention was held by something else. Now also, as an old, old person also, your attention is held by your own worries about yourself or about your children. Nobody is looking after me. What will my children do? I am really worried about my children. Worry is holding your attention. Look at this. What is that which holds my attention? What am I involved with? My mind is involved in what? My mind is interested in what? As a young age, my mind was interested in something, involved in something that kept me busy and pleased. As a grown-up young person, my mind was, attention was held by some other different objects of pleasures in the world. Those things kept me busy, enjoying those pleasures. When I became old, now my attention is held by what? Worries. Has ever your attention been held by Bhagavan? No. Why? You never thought of Bhagavan. Attention was never given to Bhagavan. You are never interested in Bhagavan. You are never interested in the truth, knowing the truth. Never interested in Brahman. Hey, what is reality? What is the truth of this universe? Is this universe real or not? Has this creation, is there a creation or not? If it is, where has it come from? What is, understand, where has it come from? Where has it originated from? Is it going to be there forever or what? Then what is this life all about? What is this birth? What is this death? What is this going through problems in life? What is this pressures and pains in life? Why there is sorrow? Why lives are not the same? All the lives of all the people are not the same. Why there are some people suffering? Why some are not suffering? Understand? Why things are different? Life is not the same for all the people, even though they are communists, okay? Life is not the same everywhere. Everybody's intelligence is not the same. Physical strength is not the same. Mental strength is not the same. Capacities are not the same. Contributions are not the same. Understand? Everybody's life is different from everybody else's life. Every life is significant life. Different. Why these differences? What is this? Oh, these are mysterious. Understand? Questions, all these questions. If you find out the answer for the mysterious questions, okay, when you start asking these questions, you started thinking. Then only you will know, oh, what is this Brahman? What is the reality universe? Should I know? How can I know? What Shastra says? How can I think? How can I discover that? Understand? Such interest cannot come when you get old suddenly. It is why Alvar, now they say, Appode kippode solli vaithen Arangama Naharulane. No? When I get very old, I may not have time to think of you. Not think of you, I won't be able to remember you. So better let me call you now, it's the late. Understand? When I get very old, I lose my memory. Sagra kalta Shankara Shankarana. People say this, you know. If you have to, that's very difficult to call Shankara Bhagavan at the time of death. That is why in our culture all the children will have what? Bhagavan Nama. You can call everybody by one name. Somehow you will call him Bhagavan Nama, Bhagavan's name. Why? See, that is the reason. That also we make it now, you know, we keep Bhagavan Nama and we make it something different. In Chennai, if you go, Krishna Swami, they say Kittu Kichu, Kicha. Krishna Swami goes and Kicha becomes the name. And Jagadish, and people call this na Jagri. Anyway, what I'm saying, why we gave the names, now, even the children were named after Bhagavan Nama because at least we have to call Bhagavan Nama. So that by calling children, we'll be calling Bhagavan Nama. It becomes a Nama Japa. It is the idea in India. We always name our children with good names also. They don't feel bored with, you know, giving the same names. Nowadays people don't want the same name. That is the idea. Anyway, what I'm saying, it's very difficult to think of Bhagavan suddenly when you get very old. It is impossible for one to become contemplative suddenly when you become very old. Understand? Suddenly to meditate upon Bhagavan is very difficult. To know, understand the truth of Bhagavan, meditate upon the truth and ascertain the vision of the truth of Bhagavan. Okay? Parambrule, purundukiradhu kashtam, purunjittadhu. Understand? Then meditate upon truth is very difficult when you get very old. Then you'll be worried about, my back is aching, front is aching. That will be so, your attention will be really taken away by all the physical problems and ailments you have. Understand? Very difficult. Therefore, you cannot think of Bhagavan or think of, meditate upon the reality. You can't understand, nothing is possible. So as a young boy, at a very young age, as a boy, you are attracted towards other things. Play, games and things. As a young man, you are attracted towards other objects of pleasure like company of a girl, etc. And as a old person, you are completely, your mind is occupied by what? Occupied with what? ஒன்லி யுவர் வரிஸ். பரமே பிரம்மணி கோபின சத்தா, வென் ஆர் யூ இன்ட்ரெஸ்டட், வென் ஆர் யூ கோயிங் டு நோ, வென் இஸ் யுவர் மைண்ட் கோயிங் டு திங்க் ஆஃப் பகவான், வென் இஸ் த மைண்ட் கோயிங் டு டுவெல் அப்பான் தி நேச்சர் ஆஃப் ரியாலிட்டி. இன் ஃபேக்ட் வாட் யூ வாண்ட் த்ரூ அவுட் லைஃப் இஸ் ஹாப்பினஸ். You want happiness, but you don't want to know what happiness is. Without knowing what happiness is, there's no way of attaining it. Understand? Your unhappiness is because of your ignorance of what happiness is. When are you going to know who Brahman is? When are you going to meditate upon Bhagavan? The whole life goes like this. We really, Shankaracharya says, come on, our life goes like this. பாலகா தாவத்து கிரீடா சக்தா, தருணா தாவத்து தருணீ சக்தா, விருத்தா தாவத்து சிந்தா சக்தா, பரே பிரம்மணி கோபின சக்தா. மீன்ஸ் வாட்? நோ ஸ்டேஜ் ஆஃப் லைஃப் யுவர் மைண்ட் இஸ் அட்ராக்டட் டுவர்ட்ஸ் பகவான் ஆர் தி எனர்ஜி ஆஃப் த ட்ரூத் ஆர் வாட் ஹாப்பினஸ் இஸ். அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட்? தட் இஸ் வை டோன்ட் வேஸ்ட் யுவர் டைம். Doesn't matter how many ever years have, okay, how many years have gone, okay, what my age is now, how old am I, don't worry about it. Whatever time has gone is gone. Let us not waste time. You know why? Through all that, through all the company, to all the companionship, what you want is yourself. Can you ever attain yourself? Can you ever attain yourself? No. How can you attain yourself? By knowledge. Understand? By knowing. உன்னை நீ அடைய முடியுமா? When are you away from yourself for you to know, attain yourself? You are never away from yourself. If you say, oh, I am away from myself. Okay? If you say, I am away from London for 14 days, Mangamma says, I am going to Rishikesh, that's a different thing. But if you say, I am away from myself, that never happens. Understand, you are never away from yourself. That is why, what is the distance between you and moksha? Ignorance is the distance. Understand? What is the distance between you and moksha? What is the distance between you and the fullness? Nirivirkkum unakkum edaivali ennanna. What is the distance? Ignorance is the distance. What does knowledge do now? That is real miracle. Understand? There is no other miracle, greater wonder than that. In knowledge you see the distancelessness. Seeing distancelessness in knowledge is what? Miracle. Understand? That what you want, fullness. Therefore, why this mind, my God, all that this mind wants is happiness. And what does it do? Because of innocence, because of ignorance, it always extrovert. Extrovert means what? It wants something to hold on to. Balaha, krida saktaha. What is mind of a young boy is attracted towards? Krida. Playthings. Why? Happiness, the pleasure. As a grown-up young person, whatever it attracts the mind, in the company of young women and going around and all the objects of pleasures, hold the attention, attract. Why? Why is this mind attracted towards those things? Pleasure. So through pleasure, what this mind seeks? Understand? One's own self. Then, because every time something holds attention, your identity with the body, mind, sense complex is forgotten. That is, understand? Whenever you forget your identity with the body, mind, sense complex, you are yourself. Whenever you are yourself, you are happy. Understand? That is why you want things, something which takes your attention from your body, mind, sense complex. That is why krida is interesting, understand? Attracts, krida attracts. Taruni attracts. And when you get very old, my God, nothing is, understand? The mind is full of worries. Where is attention now? Worries. Attention is in worries. Is there any space for inquiry, meditation, vichara, Brahman? No. Understand? Don't waste time. Better what you want is yourself. Understand? Yourself. You can never attain yourself. You are already yourself. Knowing yourself is knowing what you are searching for. Is attaining what you are searching for. Therefore, he says, just he reminds us of, he reminds us of why our attention is, attracted towards many things. Why our minds are extrovert. Very natural. See, Shastram does not find fault with our being extroverted. Understand? Shastram does not say it is wrong to be extrovert. No. Shastram does not say it's wrong to be attracted towards the company of different types of things, different ages. No, Shastram does not find fault with this. Shastram only reminds us, helps us see what we do not see with our physical eyes. What we do not see is this. No, why you need all those things? Why you were, as a young boy, why you were attracted towards that? As a grown-up young person, why you were attracted towards this? When you are old, why you are like this? What you actually want is this. Say, but don't waste time. Understand? Better know the truth. It's helping us to see. Okay, we'll stop here.
Balastavate क्रीडासक्तः तरुणस्तावत् तरुणीसक्तः
वृद्धस्तावत्
चिन्तासक्तः
परमे ब्रह्मणि
कोऽपि न सक्तः
कोऽपि न सक्तः
Nobody is interested in Parambrahma. Nobody is interested in Paramburul. Young boy is not interested. Old man also is not interested in Paramburul. Understand? Lad is not interested, young person is not interested, old man is not interested. Why? But all of them are searching for one thing, but they are not interested in that. Because they do not know that is what they want. At least now you know. That is why this is a book of conversion, I told you. Book of conversion means what? It makes you really a spiritual person. When do you become a spiritual? Spirituality begins only when you know the fact what I want is fullness. Okay? And that fullness is the very swarupam of the self. It's not away from me. I'm not away from myself. So happiness is myself, my own swarupam. Away from me, therefore I need to know. I want to know this. I want to know is my choiceless, choiceless end. When a person knows and commits oneself to the pursuit of knowledge, that is when the person becomes spiritual. Iraivanai ariya vendum, parambarulai ariya vendum endra aasai varum varai. அதுல உறுதி வரும் வரை தெர் இஸ் நோ spirituality. Understand? That's why Shankara's aim is to make a person a spiritual person.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Hari Om.